Hello, lovies. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, or your Auntie Scott, or Scott, or just don't call me late for dinner. Reminding you that the Pride 48 live streaming weekend is happening July 29th through the 31st, 2022. We hope to see you there in the chat room for an amazing weekend of live LGBTQ plus podcasting. For more information, head on over to pride48.com, where they've got pride just flowing right out every orifice on there. It can be unpretty at times.
Today is Tuesday, June 21st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Drama. I've been busy because, you know, I had COVID. And I'm just back to 100% this week. Not even 100, like 98. Like, a cough still comes back occasionally. Like, I mowed the backyard yesterday. And the cough came back in the evening. But I'm not taking medicine for it now because I feel like the medicine might have been part of the reason I was sleepy. And so, if I can stand it, I'm not taking medicine, but I do have some of the cough medicine remaining. So if it gets too bad, I can take it. But anyway, regardless, work is really busy. I had 10 meetings yesterday. I had 7 meetings today. One of them went all the way until 5:30, and then I had throwing down with Joe at 6. And I had to mow last night, and Mark and I are, you know, finishing up the final planning for the trip, which we'll talk about a little bit more on this episode. And then when we went to record Throwing Down, also the Pride 48 registrations ended today. Now, a little clue, I'm not shutting it off until midnight tonight. And so if you have not registered yet and you want to register, you can go to pride48.com/register22. You do need to be logged into the website. There was a little issue. That's my fault. And I don't know how to fix it. So it is what it is. But basically, you need to go to pride48.com, log in. And then you can either type pride48.com/register22 in the URL box, or there is a button on the main page to register. Those will continue to work until midnight tonight, just to give any last minute folks a chance. So, and then Daniel and I will be meeting either tomorrow or Thursday to set the schedule. And then we have a state of the station on Friday night. So very busy. All this stuff going on. I still have to reach out to John Ong and see if he can do technical help for folks that need technical help. Anyway, regardless, so a lot of things on my plate, a lot of plates spinning, a lot of things on each plate, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I get, you know, I relax a little bit in between my last meeting, and I didn't record Geeky Gay because I wanted to just kind of unwind, watch a YouTube video, drink some Diet Mountain Dew, and relax before I get to Throwing Down. And I sit down for Throwing Down. And I normally stream on pride48.com, and I just went to Pride 48 yesterday. And I get there, or I click to stream, and my application says error. You can't stream. And then I tried to go to pride48.com and the webpage wouldn't load. And then I tried to, and I'm, you know, and we're about to record Throwing Down. And then I tried to go to the stream because the stream is hosted on a separate URL. And it wouldn't load. So I'm like, ah, crap. Another thing. And we're doing registrations. I don't know when it stopped working. I mean, I know I was on it yesterday, but like, I don't know. So anyway, I tried to log in and it wanted to send me a verification code to my email. And I looked at my email and I wasn't getting a verification code. Oh my God. Like, I was having so many problems. So then we recorded Throwing Down, and I was thinking about this the whole time I was recording Throwing Down. I was like, it was on my mind. And, you know, things always go down when you need them. Like, you can have a website, you know, 11 months and 28 days out of the year, everything is up and running and fine. The last day of registration for a huge event that you have every year, that's the day that the website goes down. You know, it never fails. And then I opened a ticket with it. But then I kept looking around. I'm like, maybe it's going into a spam folder or something like that. It's the Pride 48 email address, and it's not one that I use as often. And so it's a different email company. It's not Gmail. And anyway, finally, right before I started recording the show, I realized those verification codes were for some reason being routed into a different folder. Not a spam folder, just a different folder that Zoho Mail thinks that I need to organize my email better. I didn't even create the folder. It was just like one of those default folders that, and I didn't even know that it existed. Anyway, regardless, I found it. I was able to log in and I realized I use two credit cards, only two. There was a time when I was doing bad things, when I bought a house with my partner and I couldn't afford the house. He lost his job. We had so many open credit cards, I couldn't pay them. Very bad time of my life. And I had a lot of credit cards. And so I went years and years and years, and I defaulted on a lot of them. And eventually I paid them off, but I went to collections and like, oh, it was horrible. Horrible. I have pulled myself up by my bootstraps. But anyway, I'm not there now. My credit's great. But I only opened two credit card accounts. Excuse me. I only opened two credit card accounts. Once I got my credit cleared up, I had a good job. I paid everything off. I got in a good situation. I thought, okay, I do need a credit card. And I opened two different credit cards, one for American Airlines and one for Delta. So one MasterCard, one American Express, so that I can get frequent flyer miles. And also I was trying to help continue to build my credit up. Well, I only have two. Like, that's all I'm ever going to, and I pay them off. Every paycheck I pay off, I carry a zero balance on these credit cards. I'm never going to get in that situation again, knock on wood. And so I opened them up the same month of the year, the same year, and they both expired at the same time in May. And I tried to remember all of the places that I needed to go and update. And the funny thing is, the number stayed exactly the same, but the CCV or whatever it's called, CVV, and the expiration date changed when they sent me the new cards. So I was finally able to log into DigitalOcean, and I was delinquent on the bill because I have it set to auto pay. It automatically bills my credit card. Anyway, I took care of it, paid the full balance, and everything is good, and now everything's back up. But oh my God, it was such a pain in the butt. And I'm not going to have time to cook, so now we're going to have to go and pick up food somewhere, and it's just, if it's not one thing, it's another. I tell you that. But so now here I am. So just to go back to the planning of the trip, I honestly don't remember where exactly we were, but I think we had made it to the cruise. So July 7th, we're boarding the ship in Civitavecchia, Italy. It's Rome, but it's not Rome. July 8th, we're in Naples, which I think I already mentioned, but I was rushing, so I'm just going to go back and repeat these, not quite rushing as much. We're doing an Amalfi Coast and Pompeii tour. Hopefully it works out. We had to book it separately from the cruise because the excursion from the cruise ship sold out, and that's what we wanted to do. So we found one separately. We have a sea day on July 9th, and then July 10th, we're in Barcelona. We're going to do Barri Gòtic, which is the Gothic quarter of Barcelona. There's a cathedral there. There's some other stuff. We're going to do Casa Batlló, Sagrada Familia, and Parc Güell. We're also going to go to La Rambla, which is like a market area. And Mirador de Colom, which is a statue of Columbus on a pole. Or something. It's a column. It's a big column. July 11th, we're going to Palma de Mallorca. We're doing a beach in the morning. Cala Comtessa. And then we're doing lunch and a self-guided tour that we're going to just put in a Google map and walk around and see some things. And then we haven't picked excursion yet for Provence, Marseille, however you say it. So we're going to still do that probably tonight. La Spezia, Florence and Pisa. We're taking a train to Pisa and then we're going to see that, click a photo, and then we're taking a train to Cinque Terre. We're going to see some of the beautiful scenery of Cinque Terre, get on another train back to the ship. It's like Amazing Race. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.